brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 15th day of November, 2012. I am Alex Jones, your host, and I can undoubtedly, with butterflies in my stomach, which I never have, even when I'm speaking to thousands of people in a hall, I can unequivocally tell you that this is going to be the most important radio broadcast, hands down, that I have ever done. Now, we have not been blindsided by the secession movement, but it's almost like a bus that ran me over 10 years ago. It's old news to us, but the new news is that it is now breaking nationwide and worldwide and is a symbol and an indicator of the sleeping giant that is America awakening. And the entire globalist program has been built and designed to block what you are about to see unfold. I am going to make some announcements here today, and I'm going to lay out plans for my deep study of the Constitution that can save this republic if you execute them. Victory is in our grasp. People don't know that they're in tyranny until it really starts to get bad. Ladies and gentlemen, petitions to the White House under federal law have to be responded to when they reach a certain number. It's now more than 15 states. It was just 7 last night that went past that threshold. But secession itself is a red herring. I hope you're listening to me. What we really want is a new issuance of the Declaration of Independence signed July 4th, 1776. The purest American values, the purest essence of the United States was secession from a corrupt, distant corporate empire, backed up by military force. We are recaptured by the progeny, by the literal and figurative offspring of those robber barons 235 years ago. We are at the crossroads, and the entire enemy battle plan that we've reverse engineered is designed to suppress states' rights movements because the states created the federal government. And it is not their right, it is not their duty, we the people that make the states. It is an absolute imperative beyond duty. It is survival that we secede from the New World Order that has conquered us through fraud, that we declare the fraud and declare the fraud null and void, and then reconstitute the republic with a new Congress of the several states, a new Declaration of Independence. We can't wait till July 4th, and everything we've moved forward with the nullification movement, the states' rights movement, the system has prepared for this and sold Obama as the next Lincoln and said any states' rights movement is civil war. Glenn Beck is saying it's illegal and civil war. It is the essence of America. And there's a new Ron Paul video he put out this morning at InfoWars.com that we just posted, so hit refresh, where he says secession is the ultimate American value. America is already gone. We must recognize that, pull out of the New World Order, prosecute the criminals that have hijacked the republic who don't flee, and then reconstitute the republic. But we must first separate or die to then rejoin. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Is a day that will be remembered forever in the hearts and minds of future generations, not just of Americans, but people worldwide who have rediscovered liberty and freedom. We are living on the edge, ladies and gentlemen. This will be the most important broadcast in my 17 years on air. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. We have warned of this. We have exposed it. We have seen the globalist preparations. And now things are unfolding exactly as we knew they would. But last night, at about midnight, after rewatching Ron Paul's most powerful and thought-provoking speech, his farewell speech, watching it for the second time last night, we're going to play some excerpts coming up today, everything crystallized. I already knew it intellectually. I'd already said it on air 100 times in different ways, but it hit me with that electricity I've only felt a few other times in my life, the knowing. The knowing, the absolute destiny of this republic. The conviction that if I prosecute the war against the New World Order, if you take up the info war and discredit and expose the enemy and take up states' rights and take up a new Declaration of Independence. The plans were laid by our forebears. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, all chief, all key, all armaments for our protection, for seeing the crisis we've now entered. The enemy's tools is a dumbed-down population, a drugged population, a selfish, evil, greedy, weak population. And they don't even outnumber us. It's a fraudulent election system. We know that. If the parasites didn't have the producers, they would fall. And we are now here at the crossroads. And we have Edwin Vieira joining us, constitutional lawyer, at the start of the next hour. We have Lou Rockwell joining us as well. And I'm going to make some huge announcements here and then try to be calm and walk through this. I've written like 7 pages of notes here I want to go over with you here today. Now, this is not complex, but this is not dumbed down radio. This is a blueprint. And if constitutional lawyers pick this up, if Ron Paul can be drafted, if you put the energy in today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, this is the beginning. Everything else has just been a build-up, but the orchestra tuning up before the orchestra begins their true presentation. We are at the threshold of absolute history. We are plunging into bona fide, certified, razor sharp, total evil. Obama did something off the charts today. He signed a secret executive order handing over the internet to the NSA and foreign banks. Unprecedented. We are now going under emergency rule right now. This has all been planned out, all war-gamed. But we, through historical research and thousands of whistleblowers from inside the system, many of which were killed or imprisoned. Remember, many people died to bring you this information. The only reason I'm alive right now is because people were willing in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s to be imprisoned and killed. They killed thousands of people. They arrested congressmen and tortured them. They hijacked aircraft and handed over congressmen to the North Koreans. They, to try to keep this down, those of us that came before the current awakening, we stand on their shoulders. So this isn't a game. I want to telegraph that to you right now. And what I'm going to say today, and what I'm taking up now, is the most dangerous thing I've ever done, and I feel no fear. I only feel fear that I will not execute this properly, and it's not fear. It is more of a gripping, bracing realization as if the hand of God is wrapped around my heart saying, don't screw this up. You may be killed doing this, so in your greatest moment of resistance, ringing the bell, signaling the beginning of the second American Revolution, the restoration, and the spirit of 1776, don't screw this up, Jones, and I'll tell all of you this as well. You don't screw it up either. This is time for dedication. This is time for commitment and the spiritual decision to sign your John Hancock in your words and your deeds towards the restoration of our republic and putting us back on the course of liberty and justice for all. And what am I going to call for here? I'm going to call for what is in the Declaration of Independence, the founding document of July 4th, 1776. That is what I'm calling for. It is America. It is the birth of America. It is when it all started, and we have the tools. We have the information. We have all of it before us in our hands if we will only take it up from this inspired document. The example of freedom worldwide, and breathe life back into it and set those brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Let me lay out some basic facts here before I get into the battle plan. In the info war, and the enemy will undoubtedly try to physically come down upon us, but that is part of the historical tide, and that is another sign of our victory. The 1.6 billion bullets, the checkpoints, the foreign troops, the army admitting re-education camps, that's a sign of failure and weakness of the collectivist Borg corporate bankster state. The poison they poured out upon us, their venom that was meant to paralyze those of us that love liberty, has only energized us while paralyzing and fogging their vision. They are confounded. They are confused. They are believing their own propaganda and lies. But I see in their eyes the seeds of their destruction and their failure. If only you will take up the gifts God has given us, the weapons that God gave our forebears, so long lying in their armories collecting dust, we will resurrect these mighty weapons and we will use them tirelessly against the enemy. We will prosecute a war to restore the republic and run the money changers from the temple. Now, here are some of the points I'm going to break down, and I know Paul Watson and others are going to be codifying this into action plans and articles. Number one, Ron Paul, the video's up at Infowars.com, has said secession is the essence of America and the birth of our republic. It is more American than even George Washington because he flowed forth from that. It is the fount, the center, the core, the very blood of the republic. It is July 4th. It is the freedom. It is the dignity. It is the absolute center of the universe on this planet for liberty and resistance to tyranny. It is our armor. It is our mind. It is our sword. It is our shield. It is our will. Now, I will expose the trap. The globalists are counterfeiters. They will take secession and they will repackage it as civil war and as racism, and you're already seeing that. You already see them jumping on it. They were ready. It was secession from the British Empire by British citizens who were having their rights violated exactly as we are today after a long train of abuses that led to them pulling out of that corrupt system to form a new union, to form a new system. Read the Declaration of Independence. And then it was not just their right, it was their duty to do so. And so we're saying rediscover that, reissue a new Declaration of Independence. It may take a year, it may take 2 years, but accelerate the program, the idea. Literally storm your state houses, not demanding more government handouts, but as we stormed them over the TSA last year, and that's what the media called it, marching in, not asking, demanding that they throw the TSA out of our state. Unanimously voted in the House, killed by Dewhurst in the Senate. Now we have removed him, and he lost his Senate race. Now they're back with even more votes in the Senate. We are going to force the issue with the globalists because here's the key. We're not seceding from the federal government. We are recognizing and declaring what is self-evident, that the federal government has been hijacked by foreign banking cartels. You can go into the legislatures with the Times of London, CNBC, Time Magazine, hundreds of publications bragging we've been conquered. So we are pulling moving out of the occupied false federal New World Order system. We are seceding from the New World Order hijackers to reconstitute the Republic. I have the battle plan. We're going to draft Ron Paul. Stay with me. Call everyone you know.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just a castaway in my own republic, a country occupied by foreign banks that openly brag they've taken my republic over and that they're going to give us $100,000 fines for washing our cars. That's the San Diego Herald Tribune. That they're going to arrest us for hay dust in our barns, that they're going to forcibly inoculate our children without asking us, totally illegal, that they're going to shut down and take over the internet and have a secret executive order do it. Once you get to the point of tyranny, it just drops off a ledge. And the media, I've literally got probably 60 articles here, CBS News, NBC, you name it, showing Fort Sumter on fire that started the Civil War. Union ships bombarding the fort. I mean, this is so amazing, the type of things that are going on. And the media is saying it's racist. People don't like having a black president. Really? Was there secession calls 4 years ago? No. We know Obama's a puppet. They're saying we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to pass VAT and carbon taxes. That's now in the news. We're going to give it to foreign banks. We're going to have the federal government totally take over your life. We're going to legalize all the illegals. We're going to open the country up. North American Union. And people are like, no, you're not. And they're like, yes, you are. Hey, your state says they're going to enforce the law and not let TSA stick their hands down people's pants? Well, I tell you what we're going to do then. We're going to send in F-16s to shoot down aircraft that try to enter Texas. I mean, that was last year. The federal government's out of control. It's been taken over. They brag in hundreds of publications that America's been conquered, the post-America world, on and on and on. 50 years ago, the richest nation in the world, the highest education, highest IQ, longest lived, now we're at the back of the pack. We have been overrun by criminals with a bunch of fancy propaganda. And Ron Paul gave a speech yesterday, his farewell, where he said, we have state-run media, they've set up FEMA camps, we're going into world government. That's what's going to cure this, is slamming the facts down, because they're right there. Not listening to some of the people at Campaign for Liberty that have tried to infiltrate it, saying, don't talk about world government. Don't, you know, work with the system. Oh, Obama's got a mandate. Thank God Ron Paul's taking Campaign for Liberty back over. And listen, I'm going to lay out my battle plan. We come back from break. I'm so excited. I've just given you some of the basic facts here. But I'm going to tell you this. Call everyone you know, whether you're listening on a local AM or FM station, whether you are listening on XM 168, whether you are tuning 166, excuse me, whether you are listening on the internet streams at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, call everyone you know and tell them to tune in now, because I've got a battle plan based on history, based on our republic, based on our Bill of Rights and Constitution, and based on the fact that we have close to double the nations that we had 100 years ago, because people want freedom. And when you've got a corrupt central government, Mexico used to be twice the size it is now, not in the north, in the south, Guatemala and other countries peeled off. That is the natural thing, is to, when you get your federal government hijacked, you pull out, then you reconstitute, and then you go restore the federal government. I mean, look, if foreign enemies parachuted in and took over the White House and the Congress and announced, we're your new government, like something out of America with a K with Chris Christopherson, you would say, hey, the states have got to get together to go kick these guys out. That's not a legitimate government. That wouldn't be secession. That would be the states organizing to reconstitute the republic. But to do that, they've got to exercise their states' rights of secession. Not secession to make Texas its own country. Not secession to make Oklahoma its own country. Not secession to make Missouri its own country or Illinois. Secession to say, here's our Bill of Rights and Constitution that our state constitutions are based on. This is what we follow. Not the UN. Not the New World Order. Not the Patriot Act. Not the NDAA. Federal Reserve out. New World Order out. Get out. Look at how they set the euro up to get the countries in debt fraudulently, sign them on to banker debt, implode them, and bring them into a total super union under central bank, private bank control. They brag about that on Bloomberg TV. That's all over the news. They say the banks set up the euro to take it over. They think you're so dumb, this is all admitted. So just, I give praise to Ron Paul. You know, when you love somebody and you love what they've done and you get upset by some of the things you see some of his supporters in the power structure do, When you count on somebody, then it's personal. You get mad at them. And I've gotten mad a little bit at Ron Paul to get him back to realize what had happened to his organization. I did it quietly, did it gently, but now it's happening. And I'm telling you, We need to draft Ron Paul to lead the Second Continental Congress of the States. It's a new Declaration of Independence to restore the Republic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, history is being made now. As Ron Paul said in his speech yesterday that we're going to play excerpts of after Edwin Vieira leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, constitutional lawyer, to break down our path towards victory against the globalist, secession and reconstituting the Republic. I'm going to lay that plan out as calmly as I can here in a moment. If you go to prisonplanet.com and or InfoWars.com, Ron Paul, secession is an American principle. That video's up there. In his final speech, Ron Paul warns of continuous march towards fascism. That's a Steve Watson article. That's a quote. He said this is a conscious, sounded like I wrote the speech. I know we're on the same page, but, man, Ron Paul really gets it. This is a conscious, tyrannical, planned seizure takeover by world government conquering the U.S. And God bless him, he told the truth and laid it out. We're not going to beat these people like the media says. Oh, go join the Democrats. Call for socialism. That's all election fraud. It's all a scam. 12 to 15, 20 million, the numbers are buried. Ron Paul libertarians didn't vote for Romney. That's why he didn't get in, because people aren't playing games anymore. They're not buying 3 to 5 million guns a month and buying ammo and signing 1,200,000 petitions to secede because they're playing games anymore. And I saw one of the top neocon talk show hosts, I have his quotes here, coming out and saying, do not sign that petition. The government will come round you up. That's like telling John Hancock and Thomas Jefferson, don't sign the Declaration of Independence. Here, you see the Declaration of Independence? Give me a document cam shot, guys. I'm going to sign this. This is what it's all about. I was up in Hot Springs last year on a three-day vacation with my family, and they had Constitutional Woman's Group there at one of the museums handing out free constitutions on Constitution Day, and they gave you a chance to sign it. And that's the point. Alex Jones, see that? That's where you get freedom. Telling these bullies, these scum, these illegitimate New World Order trash, we're not playing games with you. Let me read from this that these vampires don't like. It's like high noon to them. While evils are sufferable, it goes on here, people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed or conditioned. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such governments and to provide new guards for their future security. And look, I signed my name to it right here. I signed my name to this. Sign your name. It is a symbol. God sees it. Print it out, or if you got a parchment one hanging on the wall, get in there and sign it. In fact, we've got back there parchment constitutions hanging. I want them pulled off the wall. I want the Declaration of Independence. I want it pulled out of the frame. I'm going to sign it because that's what it's about. I mean, look at this headline. Glenn Beck says, are you out of your mind? They'll come round you up. My God, that man is a Benedict Arnold with stuff like that. Or maybe he's just a coward. He's got like 30 security people. I just go out to Bilderberg streets, have 1,000 people around me. And people are like, that's crazy, Jones. Why do you do that? Why do you tell folks, you know, where you're going, where you're going to be? Because it's in God's hands. That's why the tree of liberty has to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I'm not living in fear. I'm signing my name on to liberty, and I'm in 110%. I'm all in. I'm doubling down. There's no more backing off. There's no more playing games. There's no more half measures. You're either for freedom or you're going to be a slave. Now, let me give you my plan, and I want to start out first with how they're going to counterstrike. You've seen it. I told you for years. John Warner Defense Authorization Act says for insurrection by the states, governors, and legislatures. This is 2007 they were getting ready for this. This is a long-term plan when they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus, getting Brigade Homeland set up, 400,000 troops for domestic operations, NORTHCOM standing up, the drones, all of the massive preparations that were going on and being established and being set up while all of this was going on. They said in the 2007 John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it says, and I read it on air to you, that they are preparing to block the states. They're worried about the governor's council, even though most of them are their operatives, because we could take that back over, and that's the logical place to have a new Continental Congress of the states to restore the republic. Not a secession. Recognizing our government's been hijacked. That's the key. That's not words. That's true. They have declared they have conquered us. That's a legal posting in over 200 newspapers I've seen in just the last year. I've shown them. Paul Watson and I wrote the article, Bankers Declare They've Conquered Europe and the U.S. Our first issue of the magazine covered that. Bankers Declare They've Conquered Us. That is a legal posting. These people are lawyers because they leave back doors, escape hatches for themselves. That's why we understand their battle plan, because this barrel of snakes follows a program to exempt themselves from their tyranny. Okay? Now listen to me. They've got the military set. They've got the military ready. Rick Perry joked and said, we'll secede. They put the military on alert and surrounding states to invade. Good. Throw me in that briar patch. Let's get it on. Let's start it. Let's have you come in and knock some heads and put army on the streets. Let's get it going here. Not physical. Don't fight them when they do this. Let the redcoats occupy like they did for a decade before it really got going. Let the redcoats come in. Let them rape women. Speak out against it. If you see it happening, you've got a moral duty to defend the woman. But no offensive attacks. No offensive attacks. Let their evil flow. Continue. They want to start the fight. Let them shoot first. We have the moral high ground. They'll probably stage some false flags to then blame it on us so they can get the moral high ground. Continue to expose their main weapon that we've almost destroyed, false flag. We've false flag, inside job, staged event, provocateur event. It's now in the nomenclature. It's now in the popular culture. Keep running that offense on them. Attack in all directions, ladies and gentlemen. We've been waiting to be fully surrounded. We've been waiting for everything we warned to come to pass. We fought against it while building next phase resistance systems, okay? That's why we said from deep behind enemy lines, I know I'm in FEMA Region 6. I know the globalists admit they conquered us decades ago with the National Security Act. Now they want to conquer you physically. Now they really want to break your will and break your back and get you ready for this. And break you financially so you go on food stamps and go on welfare and ship all our jobs overseas and use banker bailout money to ship our jobs overseas. Everything was about bringing us down, making us dependent, demoralizing us, breaking up our families, making the general public these gibbering, empty demons that get off on the idea of evil but squeal like little pigs when they get caught in the vice grips of something real, who have no idea what real darkness is, who have no idea what hell is really like, have no idea what the stench of tyranny really smells like. Well, you little fools are going to get to smell it. The weak are fascinated and worship at the altar of evil because they believe it has power. But once evil really gets turned loose, they will beat their heads and pull their hair out, and they will beg. They will beg for justice, and there will be none. The wicked flee when none pursue. The pit they dug for us, they will fall into. Now, let me lay it out. They're going to invoke race war. You've seen it. Just you don't like government-run health care? You're a racist. You don't like world government? You're a racist. You don't like election fraud? You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. It's that division with the illegals and the inner-city folks and the poor people who are victims of the mind control, just like the general public. That will be the globalist weapon system and their constituency. Their paramilitary police and the military are starting to wake up, but still a lot of them are such authoritarians and drunk on power and drunk on the idea that they're moral and drunk on the brainwashing they've been given, that a lot of them will try to prosecute a war of intimidation against us. And we've got to hold, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Andrew Jackson said, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Politically, just let them keep engaging us and abusing and stomping all over us. And just document while moving politically to delegitimize them, to expose them. When they brag and post public notices that they've conquered us, we've been conquered. We've been taken over. They're trying to mop up the media. They put the internet kill switch in years ago. Now they've announced it under secret order. They're getting ready the new wars to try to get us to rally around. The economic implosions, all of it. This is going to be one Hades of a fight. But if we don't give up and keep pounding in the info war, we're going to win. Now, did you call everybody you know and tell them to tune in? Because I'm going to lay this out. The globalists will stage false flags to kill the states' rights, Declaration of Independence 2.0 movement. That's what it is, Declaration of Independence 2.0, restoring the republic. They're going to stage false flags. They're going to roll up gun owners and call them paramilitary forces. They've already got petitions to form federal militias to invade as commissars. That's at whitehouse.gov. I'm going to cover it in a moment. They're already saying deport us. They're already saying arrest us. And they've already sold the idea in like 8 movies that have come out and all these magazines that Obama's the Abraham Lincoln, that there's going to be a civil war, and that he will stop the racist. And the media's saying, it's secession 2.0, civil war, we're going to fight the gray coats. We're going to fight that's already the branding. No, we're not fighting gray coats and blue coats. This is northerner, southerner, westerner, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. If you want freedom, if you want out from under socialism and globalism, then you are 1776. Own it. Become it. I mean, you know, those of you that have been globalist minions, those of you that have been socialist, you know it's delivering you into bondage. You know it doesn't fulfill you. You know there's a tingle in your heart and in your mind, in your soul, when you hear me speak. You want to join your brothers and sisters in liberty, in history, that have stood up against tyrants. We're fighting the same thing our ancestors fought over and over again in different permutations. And the globalists demonize the Bill of Rights and Constitution because even though it was never fully implemented, the ideas that it enshrines are anathema to the despot, to the tyrant, to the king rat, and you are at the threshold. You are the resistance. You are the leaders. They're going to invoke race war. They're going to invoke separation of men and women. They're going to invoke more attacks on the family. They're going to hammer the economy and say, give the bankers unlimited trillions of new taxes and austerity, or we're going to implode you. They're going to then put more people on welfare so that they've got to survive. They're forcing us onto the plantation, onto the slave reservation, onto the control grid. They are going to, again, say it is secession and that it's violent and go find, you know, goofballs and guys out there on their little farm saying, I'm the president of this, I'm the president of that, I'm the president of Oklahoma, I'm the president of Texas, I'm the president of New Mexico, to make it look kooky. I'm laying out their battle plan. I told you this was all coming. They trained the military. They trained NORTHCOM for this. They understand this is the remedy in the Constitution. Not some secession where some guy declares himself the king of Texas, but Texans saying the federal government has been hijacked by foreign globalists that have bragged that they've conquered us. You go into the legislatures with papers, with the examples of the news and the bankers announcing that there's a world government and we've been conquered. Their announcement, we've been conquered. You go in with the Declaration of Independence saying it's our right and duty to throw this off. You call for the state legislature associations, the gubernatorial associations, not the new 10-member FEMA Governor's Council that's the counterfeit over the governors getting together, or the rural affairs under Department of Defense Homeland Security to run the rural areas. This is an emergency reorganization plan by design modeled after the Mao and Lenin and Stalin takeovers of those countries and surrounding areas. We know their attack profile. We know their bombing runs. We know their plan. All we've got to do is face how much trouble we're in. We can beat these people. But folks, if you don't grow up and realize, oh my gosh, Alex Jones was right. Oh my gosh, Ron Paul was right. Oh my gosh, this is real. Oh my gosh, we got to do something. We got to go do banner hangs right now. We got to call into talk radio. We got to go to the legislatures, even if they're not in session, and go in and say, we know what's going on. Stand up, do something. Stop being a coward. The globalists are purging our military right now because I know from high-level multiple sources, and you've seen all the resignations, that the military said no to this NORTHCOM takeover plan. Military said, we're not going to arrest governors and people. We're not going to arrest newspaper editors. We're not going to arrest talk show hosts. We're not going to do gun confiscation. Do you understand that's a suicide mission and cannot be practiced? It's not practicable. It is not practical. It will wipe out our forces. Are you insane? And see, it's not that the top generals are even moral on average. They understand, wait, we're overextended everywhere. Most of the troops are out of the country. There's all these mercenaries here. You want us to try to take 180 million gun owners' guns? If 1% stand up, that's 1.8 mil. There's no way. Admiral Yamamoto said if we ever invaded the mainland of the U.S., there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. That's the execution of the military and the police by the globalists to bring us into total anarchy. If the military and the police try to execute the gun confiscations that Obama and the NRA has documented has planned, physical turn-ins of all semi-autos, there will be a civil war when that starts. People that resist will be called terrorists. Folks, they had drones and helicopters over Austin, black helicopters this morning. It's even in the news. The Department of Defense, they are ready. Okay? They want to hammer down. Again, so we need to be nonviolent. We need to be prepared. We need to let people know, though, this is going to happen. People are listening to all of us now because everything we've talked about has happened. So when we come back, I'm going to give you the keys. I've told you what they're going to do. I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to draft Ron Paul to try to organize through their state movement, Campaign for Liberty, that was full of operatives. Of course, something like that's going to get infiltrated by young punks that want to be stars in the Republican Party. Ron Paul's retaking control of it. They need to direct for a calm meeting of governors and legislatures, circulating petitions, circulating legislation that Ron Paul writes and other competing legislation to restore the republic, not secession, but to recognize at the state level the globalists have seized our country. They're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We are not seceding to destroy the republic, but to unite the republic. They want to build this as a civil war. That's been their plan. They will stage false flags. We enter the prime danger zone. We are here to restore the republic through secession. We must unjoin and then reunite. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. We can restore the republic if you want it. But the only way to do it is to realize we've been overtaken. We've been seized at the federal level. Most of the governors are globalist operatives who've proven that they're good servants of evil to the foreign banks. Some of the governors are saying, oh, let's not have secession so that they can try to get a job higher up in the New World Order. Folks, the globalists want to wreck the United States and then reorganize it. The globalists want to just have you go along with whatever they say and do. We have got to accelerate the states' rights movement, the nullification movement, and we have to control the debate and not let them, which they've been waiting for, phrase it as racist and a hillbilly claiming he's the president of this state or that state. We have to say, no, it's the Declaration of Independence. We're going to secede to restore the republic. And if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I have a poster here that is an example of this. This is from 1775, 1776, the Join or Die, and it's the New England, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Maine. You've got the states right here that were the colonies that were being overrun and treated like slaves and checkpoints on the roads and all the rest of it, people being executed for no reason, corrupt courts, everything that's in the Declaration of Independence, that terrorist document FEMA demonizes because it's July 4th. It is the heart of America. It is your mommy and daddy getting in bed making you folks when you were conceived. It is the zenith. Okay? It is the fount. Now, what's happened is the globalists have come in. They've come in, and they've taken control of the head. And then the head has gone into all the parts and extracted the wealth, you understand, to bring it back to the head so that we've got this giant New World Order head in all these little parts of the states that are actually giant, but the state government itself has been made this little, you know, federal vestigial thing. We have to separate from the hijacked globalist government, and we have to go with the pieces of the states and reconstitute the new head, and then we join. You understand? Then we rejoin. This has been seized. Everything is to explain. This is hijacked. This is fascist. Not in word, folks, in reality. Ron Paul broke it down in a 49-minute speech. We're in deep trouble. FEMA camps, mass arrests, gun confiscations, civil war. The states are like, hey, we created you. You've been taken over by foreign banks. We don't like what you're doing. These are all filled with globalist operatives, though, but we the people live here. So we start movements everywhere. If we get one tail to start pulling out and get our message out that it's about restoring the republic and kicking the globalists out, the others will fall into place. It will give other people moral courage in county, city, state government, the federal government. The generals have had courage saying no to all these new wars and saying they won't, you know, start this takeover. We've got to stand with them. And this will give people moral courage to say no within the big Leviathan head. So we kick the Leviathan out of the country and we restore the republic. Now, how do we get that done? I'm going to break this down more with constitutional lawyers who haven't even heard my breakdown on this yet, but I'm just following the Bill of Rights, Constitution, history. I know they're going to agree. You watch when Lou Rockwell's on. You watch when Evan Vieira, constitutional lawyer's on. You watch. I haven't even talked to him yet. Just said, come on the show about secession. You watch. They're going to totally agree with me because I've studied this deeply. This is the path. This is what our forebears gave us. It is secession because the federal government's gone. It's captured. We have to secede from that fraud, the Federal Reserve occupied government, to then recombine under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Don't let them try to rewrite something bad in this new thing. They'll try that too. That's another attack we've got to worry about. But first, we've got to go, get the word out, get the bills written up, and get the secession going.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.